Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you that we can gather in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the exhortation to come boldly to the throne of grace, not to the throne of judgment, but to the throne of grace in order to obtain mercy and to find help in time of need. And so we pray you will lead us and guide us by your Spirit this morning as we pray. And first we want to just worship you just a bit and look at one of the prayers in the Bible as we just thank you for revealing your truth to us through your word. So guide us in that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing a stanza of 57. If you can find a book, 57, or look on to a neighbor, it's okay to share. Have thine own way.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still.
Verse 4.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy Spirit till all shall see Christ only, always living in me.
Well, we have been in John 17 for a number of weeks, and we finally are leaving that magnificent prayer. And we move on to the next prayer that I could find here in the Bible in order is in Acts chapter 1. Verse 24 and 25. And as we look at this little prayer, it's a little different than the high priestly prayer we just had. And you might look at that and start to think negative thoughts and how, why this and why that and a number of things. But the context here is after Judas has betrayed the Lord and has hung himself. And now Peter, in verse 15 of Acts chapter 1, verse 15, in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Men and brethren, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. And it goes on to say, for it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that field is called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, at two places. First, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it. And then from Psalm 108, I think it is, let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accomplished, who have accompanied us, all the time that the Lord went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. For they proposed two names, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, you, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, which from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they cast lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Well, we have an interesting prayer here, and first let's look at the things that the disciples did right. When you have a prayer, when you want to find out what God's will is, well, first when you want to find out an answer, we want to know what God's will is.